This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The latest round of talks involving the warring Yemeni factions in Sweden ends Thursday with the UN circulating a draft agreement, including a post-war political framework, reopening of the Sana'a airport, and a plan for the contested port city of Hodeida. Hanan El-Badawi is a spokesperson for UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths.
We are hoping to receive the responses from the two parties by the end of today. And today, for us, is never ends until we announce the closing tomorrow at 11 a.m.
The statement has raised expectations of a breakthrough to end the four-year conflict that's devastated an already impoverished nation, leaving thousands dead, millions facing famine. Both sides exchanged lists of prisoners and have pledged to resume oil and gas exports to ease the country's economic plight. The Saudi-backed coalition has been under growing international pressure to end the conflict in light of the October murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That prompted the U.S. Senate to take up a resolution ending support for the coalition. Janine Shaneen is a senator from New Hampshire.
This is not going away. This is something we are going to continue to work at because people need to be held accountable for what's happened. And this is a bipartisan effort that will continue.
Wednesday's Senate vote clears the way for it to advance in the Senate despite a veto threat from President Donald Trump. At least one person was killed Wednesday in clashes between participants in an opposition rally and police in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The violence erupted in the town of Kalemi on the Lake Tanganyika as opposition candidate Martin Fayulu was campaigning. Tuesday, police fired their weapons and tear gas to disperse Fayulu supporters in Lubumbashi, leaving at least two dead, more than 40 wounded. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has survived a no-confidence effort by her ruling Conservative Party, but points out the perilous journey ahead for her Brexit plan for future ties with the European Union. MP Sir Graham Brady announced the result.
The number of votes cast in favour of having confidence in Theresa May was 200, and against was 117.
The vote comes ahead of Thursday's meeting of European Union leaders to discuss Brexit, while also insisting there will be no renegotiation. The Prime Minister will be in Brussels for that meeting and spoke following the party vote.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country. A Brexit that delivers on the vote that people gave.
Monday, the Prime Minister cancelled a vote on her plan, a vote widely expected to result in defeat. Britain is due to leave the EU March 29th. Speaking Wednesday to the UN Security Council, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called for a tightening of restrictions on Iran's missile program.
Just 2 days ago, the head of the IRGC's airspace division, Amir Hadizadeh, boasted that Iran is capable of building missiles with a range beyond 2,000 kilometers. He said, quote, "We have the ability to build missiles with broader ranges. We don't have limitations from a technical perspective."
Pompeo said Iran has hundreds of missiles that pose a threat to the Middle East region. He said an arms embargo on Iran should not be lifted in 2020 and called for inspection and interdiction measures in ports and at sea to prevent Tehran's effort to circumvent UN restrictions. The U.S. has expressed alarm over Turkey's decision to launch a new military operation targeting U.S.-backed Kurdish militia fighting the Islamic State in northern Syria. A Pentagon statement said unilateral military action close to where U.S. personnel are based is of grave concern. Turkey views the so-called YPG militia as a terrorist organization. Israeli security forces on Wednesday shot dead a Palestinian suspected of wounding seven Israelis, including a pregnant woman in a shooting incident in the West Bank late Sunday. Her baby, born prematurely, has died. Israel said 29-year-old Salah Barghouti was killed while attempting to evade police. Pope Francis has removed two cardinals implicated in a sex abuse scandal and cover-up, including his economy minister, 77-year-old George Pell of Australia. The others, 85-year-old Francisco Javier Era Ruiz of Chile, accused of discrediting victims and not investigating their allegations. U.S. stocks ended higher on Wednesday trading, with investors hoping U.S.-China trade talks will end a tariff war. The benchmark Dow Jones gained nearly 160 points to close at 24,527. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.